Hello, everybody. My name is Daniel Lewis, and this is The Astral World. So, it's been a couple of months. It's been a little while since I've done an episode. And actually, the last episode or three episodes I did, I believe, were the episodes with Nancy Travolta. And after that, I kind of felt I felt very complete with what I've been trying to do as far as, you know, getting information and being able to help people, you know, along their path. But I think there's still more because I still have my path and my growing that I need to do, which I'm happy to share. So, this might be a short episode, but I definitely want to check in and let everybody know how I've been doing and maybe give some suggestions or, you know, whatever I can to help you. So I've had a number, you know, not a ton, but I've had a few experiences. Maybe I'll share one or two, but I just want to give you the overall idea of what I've been doing and what my experiences have been. And the overall idea is that I've been committing myself to, I've made a commitment to waking up early every morning, setting my alarm early, and doing some meditation. Now, I can definitely get better at this. There's more I need to do, but making that commitment has definitely helped. And I meditate before I go to bed as well. And I think that, you know, that alone could definitely help anybody. Whatever it is you want to meditate for, it definitely could be something that helps your life. Now, I'm meditating specifically to try to lucid dream and astral project. And I'm sure that a lot of people who are listening are as well, because that's why you found the podcast. So let me give you one kind of interesting story, one interesting experience that I had. So I meditated before bed, and I had the intent, of course, to lucid dream or astral project. And when I woke up early, like I set my alarm 2 hours early, basically. When I woke up early, I believe, if I remember correctly, I woke up before the alarm. Maybe after the alarm, I turned the alarm off, you know, fell asleep again, and then woke up. Because when I woke up, I didn't open my eyes, which I've heard people talk about, and it was very important. I didn't move, I didn't open my eyes, and I realized I knew I was awake. But I was still very, very sleepy, like the hypnagogic state. So it was, you know the difference between being fully awake and being half asleep. Usually half asleep, you're kind of tired and you just fall back asleep. You know, that usually that's what happens most of the time. But this time, I knew I was awake. I was tired, but I made a little intention inwardly. I said, okay, I want to astral project. And I started doing a breathing meditation exercise, the one that I've been doing. And there's a lot. I've talked about a few of them too. So I don't think a specific one, it's not about a technique or one specific thing. It's what works for you. And what has been working for me is this breathing technique, this breathing meditation where I take a breath in and I hold it for a little bit and I breathe out. But I do it in the way that I'm thinking and I'm feeling and I'm hearing my breath like it's the ocean. Like it's waves. And that way it's just gentle. It's not forced. I'm not counting any specific number. It's very relaxing. It's like the ocean. I'm not counting the specific numbers. I'm not rushing anything or, breathing too deeply or too shallow. It's just natural. I'm letting my breath, maybe in the beginning I breathe really deep breaths just to start the relaxation process. But after, a few deep ones, then I just let myself flow naturally like it was the ocean, and it sounds like the ocean to me, And I concentrate on that, and I focus on the breaths themselves. And I might have said this before, but there's also something in terms of defocusing. Defocusing meaning that you're not necessarily paying attention. You're letting your mind not focus, which is also important with a lot of different aspects of lucid dreaming and astral projection, is defocusing your mind. And I defocus my mind, and it's kind of like, it's hard to explain it really, but defocusing is like if you focus your eyes, you're looking at something, in the what you're whatever you're focusing on, and if you defocus your eyes, you're still looking, you're still seeing things, but you're not focusing on something. Like those magic eye pictures, you have to defocus to see the picture. And I hope I've explained that correctly enough. But so when I'm doing the breathing exercise, I defocus my mind on the pauses in between the breaths. Now, this might sound like neither one of them are more important than the other. Focusing on the breaths themselves, the in and the out, help me to relax. It's like the ocean. And defocusing on the moments in between the breaths are just another type of aspect. And when I do that defocusing, I actually can lose track at those little moments of how long I've stopped breathing. And it's actually kind of an interesting exercise. Because I'm not counting and because I'm not rushing, I become kind of aware of this infinite space. It's hard to explain, but if you practice it enough and you get, relaxed enough, you almost get to a point where you forget that you're breathing. You forget that you're not breathing. And it's very natural. You don't panic. Nothing's happening. It could feel like an eternity. It has at moments. I'm not saying it's perfect that I've done it. I'm not any sort of Zen master at this point, but I've had little moments with these in-between breaths that I've felt this eternal sense, this eternal moment where I'm not breathing. It's not panicky. And there's no rush to even start breathing again. And when you get to that point, you'll kind of know it because normally if we hold our breath, it feels very panicky. So when you get to that point, it's very helpful overall to relaxing your body. If you get to that point, you can do sleep, you can get into sleep paralysis better. All sorts of things, but maybe I'll talk about that in a different episode. I want to get back into the experience and the story I was having. So I got into that nice rhythm and that nice moment. It didn't take long too. It was less than a few minutes to get to there. I set a quick intention. I said, I want to astral project. It was almost instantaneous. So the story I'm giving is a longer version of the story, but this was a very quick experience. And as soon as I made that intention, everything went dark instantaneously. And I'm saying my eyes were closed, so it's kind of weird. When I say dark, I mean I lost all my senses, like when you fall asleep. But instead of losing my senses and being asleep, which we don't normally remember when we're asleep, we only remember the time right before we go to sleep, and then the time as we're waking up. That's what we normally do. At this time, this experience, I set my intention. Everything went dark instantaneously, and I woke up in my dream. So I literally consciously woke up directly in my dream, which is kind of what you want if you're intending on, lucid dreaming on purpose or astral projecting on purpose. And it was a very quick thing. I'm not saying like this was definitely a success, but it was a small success because I got immediately excited and I started like basically, it's embarrassing actually, but I'll say it anyway. I started like shouting at any dream character I saw and like demanding that they answer my questions. Like you can ask your dream characters questions, but you shouldn't do it this way. I was like yelling at them, like, "Hey, how do I lucid dream better or whatever? Tell me how to lucid dream," which is kind of ironic and funny because I just did it. So I was doing that, I was yelling, and I was so emotional, I was so excited, I just immediately woke up within a couple seconds. So that was at least one of a few experiences I've had. But what I've noticed is over this past couple of months, doing the, nighttime meditation and the morning meditation, I've had much more vivid dreams, much better dream recall. And something I really want, like a point that I really want to make about this new sort of process, this new sort of experience I've been going through. I've really dropped a lot of the whole technique thing. And that's not to say the techniques are bad or anything, but for the moment, just for this moment, I'm not concentrating on techniques. I'm concentrating on the fundamental part of having a routine every single day. If you don't have that, if you don't have a routine every single day, no technique will work. There's not a single technique will work. And I'm sure that any video or book or anything like that that's telling you about techniques and stuff like that, I'm sure they're also telling you that you have to be doing things daily, like reality checks. People talk about that kind of stuff. So, don't just expect that you're going to try it once and it's going to work every time. Maybe it'll work once, but it won't work consistently. You have to do daily stuff, whatever it is that you're going to do, daily meditation. So, what I've been noticing in this process is really kind of important to me because I've talked about it in a few, at least one or two of my episodes. I have one, the episode called Feedback Loops. And when I was talking actually about feedback loops of myself, and I was talking about feedback loops, wanting to talk to viewer, to people who are listening to the podcast to get their experiences too. And I want to talk about that, something about people who are listening. I'll talk about that at the end. But I've started to notice these feedback loops. At night, I'll remember my dreams. I'll have these vivid dreams, and my subconscious mind will actually give me direct messages, will actually tell me things that are important to me. And I will understand it. Doesn't happen every single night, but it happens more often than not, and it happens very clear and very vividly. Something may have happened during the day, something may be happening in my life. My dream will talk about it. And it has many different ways of doing it, whether it's symbolism or, things like that. I've had one specific dream where I literally had a dream character telling me, like talking to me, saying, "Look, to astral project, you need to get a hold of your emotions, to get, and that might be specific to me, but that also might be helpful to other people as well." And also, the feedback loop has carried over during the day, oddly enough, or maybe not oddly enough. Like the Jungian, you know, Carl Jung, that idea of keeping the day journal as well, where I started noticing things happening during the day that were starting to make sense as well. And the way I like to think about it is like the universe speaking to me. Some people might say like God, you know, they might want to personify and say like God is speaking to them or whatever it is. But it's just little things, little signs, little, you know, a friend might, you know, call you out of the blue, or things start to progress in ways where you know that it's like synchronicity, it's coincidence, and it's you noticing things. It's not necessarily, it's not magic, it's not anything that's you know, defies the laws of physics. It's just, it's you working together with the universe, following your path in the universe instead of fighting things, instead of being not lucid. You know, like the more lucid you are in your dreams, the more lucid you will be during the day. That's the easiest way to say it. The more aware and lucid you are in one aspect, you will be more lucid and aware in the other aspect. It's more probably, I would say, it's one of the reasons to do those reality checks during the day. For those of you who don't know what reality checks are, it's basically just you stop, maybe, you know, try to levitate or poke your finger and ask yourself, am I dreaming right now? But it's more than just doing it robotically and just, you know, doing that, because I've done that stuff and it didn't necessarily help me. But it's really understanding the dynamics of our objective reality, that it might feel and taste, and you know, I think there's a quote, I could be getting this wrong, something from Einstein, and I'm completely probably messing it up, but it's something like reality is very real, or reality is a dream but it's very persistent, something like that. Like our objective reality is, it's definitely objective and we're definitely all experiencing it, but it's just another part of a larger dream. It's just another part of a larger experience that at the core, at the subatomic level, at the quantum level, is really just us manifesting things. It's us co-creating with each other. And, you know, and you can start to see that. You can start to see how that actually works the more lucid you become. Again, not saying I'm any sort of, you know, not perfecting this right now at this point, but I'm going in that direction. I'm going in the direction of understanding my dreams better and understanding, you know, the waking world a little better. And it's very comforting. It's very comforting to feel that and to know that. So, for those of you who've been patiently waiting for another episode, I appreciate you listening and I appreciate your patience. As I had said in the one episode, the beginning and the end, that episode, I do not want to feel obligated to make the episodes, because if I don't have a guest or if I don't have anything to say, it just becomes this sort of burden, you know, like social media is a burden to constantly be posting something. But I will answer requests. Somebody just emailed me the other day, a few days ago, and asked me a question about lucid dreaming, and I will answer any question whatsoever. You want to email me? You want to ask me questions? I'm happy to do so. And if I have a number of people that ask a certain question and want me to do a episode on it, more than happy to, you know, more than happy to do that. And the last thing, so with Facebook, there's a lot of groups. I've talked about a couple, at least one, that, you know, are really good for people who are just starting out astral projecting, want to ask some questions. There's a lot of people who are willing to help and answer some of those questions. But one of the things I was finding is that I didn't necessarily, it was a lot of, the posts. You had to read through a lot of posts to kind of get to kind of get in touch with people who are really doing a daily practice every single day, to really people who are, really committed to progressing with astral projection or lucid dreaming, or both. It's hard to find those people, but I have found at least a couple of people, and they have found me. One of them, I'll give a shout out, Andrew Fitz. He does a podcast called Souls Gone Wild, and you can check him out on YouTube. I found him through his podcast, and we talk all the time now, and we talk on Facebook, and we text each other actually. But he and I created a closed Facebook group, a group that I don't think it's searchable, but right now there's only like four people in it. And if anybody who's listening, if you are committed to, doing a daily routine, and you want to, interact with a couple of other people, a few other people who are also very committed, we post all the time. We post like every day. We encourage each other. We post our experiences, and we're all learning together. And if you want to be a part of that group, feel free to email me and reach out. And it's not automatic. I don't want to, if you're somebody who's just casually interested, there's plenty of other groups who, of people who are casually interested and maybe once in a while want to ask a question, but really aren't doing anything as far as exercises are concerned. Just, kind of interested in understanding a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But there's a lot of resources, if you're casually interested. There's a lot of books, a lot of Facebook groups, but there's not a lot of places where, if you are actually dedicated and committed every single day, there's not a lot of resources that I have seen. So for that, I want, we have, me and Andrew have created this one resource, and only people who are committed to daily practice, are that's what the group is for. If you want to reach out to me, if you want to email me, again, my email is theastralworldpodcast@gmail.com. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're progressing in your own journey, whatever that journey is, and I hope to hear from you soon. This has been The Astral World. My name is Damon Loss. All right, bye.